Greetings, Padawans, and welcome to the Archives. Here to unlock this holocron is the man of the hour, Jedi Master Sotiko.
What is good, guys? How are we doing? I hope that we are all doing very well. It is your boy Sotiko. This is the Archives Podcast. I am solo dolo for this episodo. So, in order to balance that out, I got some Grand Theft Auto gameplay on the screen for those that are watching the video format. We are in the midst of planning a revamp. We're in the midst of planning a revamp to the podcast, and I'll start out with talking about that. So, it's always been so fun to be able to have a space to hop on a pod and to talk about Star Wars. It's always been fun, and I don't take it for granted. It's genuinely one of the best feelings, being able to chat about something that I love. I've always wanted to do it. I've always wanted to have something like this, some sort of escape, something that's a good thing to look forward to. Most importantly, something to look forward to. You know, no matter what goes on in my week, I know I can always look forward to the pod. I've always wanted to have a nice, straightforward, clean-cut pod that I could do with people, you know? My favorite thing in the world is answering questions, talking to people that I enjoy, the presence of, being surrounded by loved ones, hanging out with my missus. I enjoy all of the above. And it's nice to be surrounded by people that have ambitions like your own, that want to see you succeed, that want to help get you to that position where you can succeed. And it's been, I won't lie, it's been very, very, very difficult in the current format of the podcast, because it's a lot of heavy lifting by me. To put it in perspective, right? I do all the graphics. I do all of the producing, all of the directing. I write every outline. I do all the organizing. I do all the clips. I do all the uploads. I do all the sounds, the sights, everything. The only thing I've ever asked of people is just to show up. And for some, that's been too much. You know, for some folks, that's been too much. Showing up, talking on recording has been a difficult task. You know, for the longest time, we had a nailed down schedule. 7 p.m. on a Sunday, we'll record, which allows me Monday and Tuesday to edit, upload it, put it out on a Wednesday. But I have a spreadsheet up, and it shows, like, there's been, I want to say 7 I want to say 7 different people who've made appearances on the podcast. And, you know, apart from myself, it hasn't been... Let's see. I don't want to talk out my butt here. Let's see. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different people. One guy came on for one, so I won't even count him. But Van Seal's been on 10 times. MJ's been on 11 times. Ziskeg was on 2 episodes. Fred has been on 8 to 10. It's tough to tell. Juder was on for 6. And I've done all 33 with at least 11 solo shows. So 33% of the episodes at least have been solo shows. And not to say that it's difficult in any means to do a solo show, but I thoroughly enjoy bouncing ideas off of people. I thoroughly enjoy being surrounded by people that, you know, you can have good, fun conversations with. And I made the mistake very early on. I made the mistake very early on by making the show much too scripted, much too... like over the top scripted. Like we always had an outline that we would follow. We would always have questions to answer, but it is my fault for the show being as scripted as it was and as robotic as it was. And you know, that's on me. That's on me. I take full responsibility. It's not even close to anyone else's fault. Like, it's on me. The thing that I wish would have happened was just more input from my cohorts. More input, more involvement, taking a bit of the reins in certain times would have been really nice. But again, like, I'm not gonna sit here and throw blame towards anybody, because it's not a blame game. It's just a why the original format didn't work. I don't think it worked in the sense that it was like a failure or a bad show in the slightest. I just think that perhaps it was taken and I want to say I was extremely lazy with it. That's what I want to say. I want to say I was a bit lazy with it, despite, you know, all the hats that I was wearing for the show. Despite everything going down on the show, stuff that I would do. Like, at the end of the day, I brought you 33 episodes of a podcast. And I want to say 97% of podcasts don't get past the 5th episode. And doing a Star Wars podcast, you really are subjugated to the material and the content and how much that you can use of it and how much that you can stretch of it without going one direction or the other, without becoming over the top one direction or the other. You know, it's never been a crap on Lucasfilm. It's never been a crap on Disney podcast. It's never been a kiss butt podcast. It's always just been us sitting down, talking Star Wars, having fun with it. That's not going to change in the new format that I'm proposing, but this is essentially what the new format would be. It would be Star Wars. It would be gaming. It would be pop culture. It would be movies, television, and sports. You know, what I'm trying to capture, what the essence that I'm trying to capture would be 6 to 7 guys sitting around having fun, talking. And I'm going to say the people that I've had in mind for this show, why I've had them in mind, and what I think that they'll bring to the table. So I would be still the main fella on the show. I would still take full responsibilities for the show. I would still do my executive producing, directing, but I would take a step back and I would expect everyone on the show to provide a segment every single week. Everyone writes one segment every single week. And it's a weekly show. A weekly show. And I would handle kind of the Star Wars side of things, right? I want my friend Van Seal to be the second head, you know, to be right here. I'd want him to be there because I don't think that there's a... I don't think that there's a guy that I can respectfully disagree with more than Van Seal. And we respectfully disagree on a whole bunch of stuff. And it's always a good conversation with Van Seal. It's always a great conversation. By the way, what's up, Mundane? Hopefully you're doing well, buddy. And for the chat, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to drop them in the chat and I'll get to you as soon as the cadence hits. So I think Van Seal would be a really, really good re-addition. He's kind of just been doing his own thing, trying to work on himself. I don't want to speak too much about his personal situations and stuff, but he essentially, you know, he has priorities and I do as well, and I respect that, and I want my friends to do well, you know, and I'm not gonna over ask of my friends. The third guy that I really want on the podcast is my homeboy, my best bud, JT, the guy that was on the first 6 episodes. Reason being, I don't think that there's a funnier human being. Reactionary, what's the word in rap where you say a verse, you say a verse, you say a verse, and then they're like, it's lit. Can't think of the word at the moment, but JT is one of the funniest guys, no glazing, in the world, and having him around in an idea that I have for him is to have Zizkeg, our boy Zizkeg, who is on the first 2 episodes, And I want them to be kind of the Bash Brothers, you know? Keep everyone in line to make the jokes, crack the jokes, to have a good time. JT's really knowledgeable about a lot of stuff that I'm not. Zizkeg's another guy who I can sit and talk Star Wars with, football with, all that, all sorts. Another guy I really want on is Fred. Fred and even Jimmy, if the time allows for him, but I know his schedule is really tight right now. He's working full time, he's going to school, and I know how that is. And he's also an avid gamer, which takes up a lot of his time. But Fred is very in tune with Twitch, with social media, with the ongoings that's happening in the gaming industry. He keeps up with sports and stuff. It's really easy to talk with Fred as well. And similar with Jimmy. Jimmy's kind of in that same realm as Fred. They both talk about the same kind of stuff. And it's more often than not a very, very easy conversation with those two. Because they can talk sports. They can talk gaming. They can talk movies. They can talk life. I'd like MJ to be there. You know, MJ has a lot of really good insights. He has a lot of good conversation topics that sometimes I feel like I might dominate the conversation with MJ, but he has a lot of really good takes. He has a lot of really good, not oversights, but he has a different perspective on things than I do. And if there's anything that I value, it's people with different perspectives. And that's another reason why I really want MJ to be on the pod. I also think it's really good for him to have that kind of outlet, because I know he's going through some stuff. And at the same time, I know as his friend that he needs an outlet like that. So that's what me, Van Seal, JT, Zizkeg, Fred, Jimmy, MJ, and last is my boy Dom. My boy Dom, he can talk sports, he can talk weightlifting, gaming, movies, pop culture, and he's just a really fun guy. And similar to MJ, I think he needs it. I think he needs a good social circle around him, because he kind of hangs out with the wrong people, and I don't want him slipping into the wrong crowd. And again, this is just going to be a two hour podcast on a Sunday. What's good, Aldi? How you doing, buddy? Aldi, if you'd like to, man, if you'd like to, you're more than welcome. The only issue is it would be at like, what, 1 a.m. UK recording times, typically. It's the only reason why I have UK friends as well, and they're always more than welcome, but the only really time slot that we can nail down for everyone in the States is around 5 p.m. Pacific on a Sunday evening, which is, it's a great time slot too, because even our East Coast boys, like, it's only 8 p.m. and they're still mentally there, and I think it just works out at the end of the day. I think it just works out. And that's why I think those eight guys would be really good conversation. And it's the format that I really want. The format that I want is that everyone holds even – you know, an even portion of the podcast. If everyone can present a segment, if everyone can come ready to rumble and ready to talk, ready to have a good time, ready to make some clips, some videos. Exactly. That's it. Like, I don't want anyone dominating the conversation, but at the same time, I want everyone to feel like they can just hop in and make a comment, because that's how we talk anyways in the Discord. And we've tried multiple times to translate our Discord to a live stream, but it just happens that it's not consistently followed, in the sense that, you know, some people, when they see that the red light is on and we're recording, like, they kind of just shell up a bit. And we used to do this thing called Discord Diaries, where we would just sit live in Discord. Everyone would share their screen, put their camera on, what they were doing. And it was really fun. We got through lockdown by doing stuff like that. The issue was, like, it just wasn't given enough time to marinate, because nothing's ever going to happen overnight. And we live in a world and a society where the instant gratification is valued much more than the long-term joy. You know, there's happiness and there's joy, as George Lucas said. Happiness is selfish. It's in the moment. But joy will last you much, much longer. And I think it goes without saying that if you truly, truly want to be happy, you need to be able to learn from things, take risks, and just have fun. You need to have fun. So, it's something that I've been really thinking about. People change when the light goes on. I do, but you know, exactly. Yeah. And that's just what I want, because our friend group, we're not characters. We're not characters. Like, we are who we are. And I think that we're truly funny guys, that it's easy to pass time. And that's what I want more than anything, is to just help people pass time and be there and be something that people can look forward to in their day, in their week, and just be a nice hangout for people that want to talk Star Wars, that want to talk sports. Happiness and joy are both dancers in a bar. Hey, as long as you know, lay your head at the pillow with a smile on your face and know that you did your best that day, that's all that really matters. But I feel like too often we sell ourselves short, and we don't give ourselves enough positive feedback and enough positive talk. And that's kind of what this whole revamping process has been, especially for me, is I put way too much pressure on myself. I see it. My partner sees it. My friends see it. I put way too much pressure on myself. I expect way too much out of myself. Like, there's no way, there's no chance that it's a sustainable thing, what I do. That's why I'm so interested in making this change. Not only because I feel like it'll be much more successful, but I feel like it'll bring me much more joy. I get a lot of happiness. I get a lot of happiness out of doing this podcast. A lot of happiness. But I think it could be much better. I think it could be much funner. And I want it to be something that everyone looks forward to, and everyone like gets bummed out if they can't make it 1 week, you know? That's what I crave. And look, we all love Star Wars, but I love a good conversation just as much, if not more, than Star Wars. And I think that there's a space for that kind of podcast. Precisely. And if everyone's pitching in, if everyone's doing their thing, everyone treats it like their baby, like that's the energy that I'm trying to cultivate. And that's the kind of people I want to be around. I want to be around people that are trying to, you know, push each other, expect better out of each other. Because a saying that I go by myself, you're only as good as the company that you got. I think that speaks volumes. And if you're not trying to do better, at least 1% better each and every day, then I feel like you're truly wasting your time. And look, I have a fun time hanging out with my boys, but I know that a lot of them are much funnier, much more talented than I could ever wish to be, right? I just want to be able to cultivate that and help them see that, because they're all great guys, they're all funny guys. And I just hope that this concept can come to fruition in one form or another, you know what I mean? So it's definitely going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some prep. It's going to take some practice, but you know, practice makes perfect. And I'm not even reaching for perfection. I'm just reaching for a good time. You know what I mean? So with that being said, if you guys would like to, I'd be much, much happy, much obliged to talk some Star Wars, as I know we have had a whole bunch of stuff come out recently. A whole bunch of stuff come out today even. And I think what better time than the present to talk about Bad Batch, to talk about Tales of the Empire. But before we do any of that, I need to watch the trailer, because I've yet to see the trailer. I'm going to whip it up. I will share my screen so we can watch it together, because I have yet to see this godforsaken trailer. So let's have a gander and let's do it together. Star Wars. I'm actually really, really excited to see this. So let's do this. Let's pause this music. And we'll put this right here. And here we go. Let's have some fun, folks.
You seek Imperial.
Years ago, my people were all but destroyed. My anger gives me strength. It is that strength I offer the Empire.
Offer accepted.
I'm here to present you with an opportunity, Barriss.
just be glad you're not a Jedi anymore.
Your path is set, Morgan Elsbeth. I will fulfill my destiny.
Mercy only breeds defeat. But I will help you overcome this weakness. Attack!
You said the Empire would help to change things.
Everything comes at a cost. My world has been burning since I was a child. You cannot stop what has begun.
Now, you must face one final test. To join us. It is time you meet your new master.
Big dog.
Long live the Empire.
Let's watch that again, because that's a lot to take in. It is a lot to take in.
Why do you seek Imperial favor?
Morgan Elsbeth Thrawn. Not Grand Admiral.
Years ago, my people were all but destroyed. My anger gives me strength. It is that strength I offer the Empire.
Offer accepted.
I'm here to present you with an opportunity, Barriss.
Just be glad you're not a Jedi anymore.
Your path is set, Morgan Elsbeth. I will fulfill my destiny.
Mercy only breeds defeat. But I will help you overcome this weakness. Attack!
You said the Empire would help to change things.
Everything comes at a cost. My world has been burning since I was a child. You cannot stop what has begun.
Now, you must face one final test. To join us. It is time you meet your new master.
Okay.
Long live the Empire.
So I wonder what number sister she's going to be, because... But hey, it's cool. It sucks that they're shorts. I'd like full-length episodes, but we'll take it. I mean, we'll take it. It sucks that they're shorts. Is what it is at the end of the day. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I have a sneaky suspicion that that's not the only thing that we're gonna get. Bespin Bulletin. We've got Tales of the Jedi spinoff series. Tales of the Empire announced. Got that. The Acolyte. Covers. Empire Magazine. Star Wars. Knights of the Old Republic remake is still alive and welcome. According to the developer, we never gave up. We never gave up. 3 years ago, during a Sony PlayStation showcase, an official remake to one of the most beloved Star Wars video games was announced. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. In the years that followed, there's been a lot of rumors regarding the game's status, with rumors popping up every so often that the project, like many Star Wars video games, had been canceled. Yesterday, the CEO of the game's publisher took a moment to reassure fans who are eagerly anticipating the project that the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake is alive and well. Before we continue with news of the day, I'd just like to share that you can support in two ways. Subscribing to SoTico and following SoTico everywhere. When the KOTOR remake was announced back in 2021, it was revealed to be releasing via Embracer Group with Aspyr Media developing the title. Aspyr had experience with various ports of Knights of the Old Republic, but seeing the developer handle a full-blown remake raised some eyebrows. Sony, who announced the project, were revealed to be helping finance the remake, and that the title was planned to a limited time console exclusive for Sony's PlayStation 5. Just a handful of months after the initial announcement, it was revealed that Saber Initiative, another studio within the Embracer Group, had stepped on to take the project to assist Aspyr Media. However, in July 2022, it was revealed that Aspyr were stepping away from the remake, that the Saber Interactive Studio would handle the production of the video game. Aspyr stepped away from the project after showcasing a demo to Lucasfilm and Sony, with reports indicating that their current course was unsustainable with how much time and resources had been put into the project. In November 2023, Sony started removing trailers and posts regarding the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake, which prompted mass speculation that the video game had been canceled. Industry insider and journalist Jeff Grubb shared that Sony no longer wanted to be involved with the project and were actively seeking to part ways with it. Well, it looks like Jeff Grubb was wrong. If the CEO says it's alive and well, highly regarded video game journalist Jason Schreier commented on the situation and revealed that the game was still being worked on at the time, but added, if it will ever come out is a different question. Sony later claimed that they removed three trailers due to a music licensing issue. 5 months later, Sony has still not unprivated their KOTOR trailer. It's because there was a music licensing issue, they said. This brings us to the now, where the CEO of Saber Interactive, Matthew Karch, briefly spoke to IGN regarding the status of the problem-plagued title. Saber Interactive earlier this year parted ways with the Embracer Group. There's a little typo there. Saber Interactive earlier this parted ways. Threw me off. Saber Interactive earlier this year, parted ways with Embracer Group and were able to take the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake with them. Karch told IGN that the remake was alive and well at their studio and stated that it is clear and obvious that we are working on this. I don't think it's clear or obvious, because we've not heard anything, we've not seen anything, therefore it's not clear nor obvious. Despite multiple rumors of the game's cancellation, Karch hammered home his hopes for the remake, telling IGN, "We are dedicated to making sure we exceed consumer expectations. Despite Saber Interactive parting with Embracer Group, Embracer will still publish a handful of titles being developed by Saber, including the Knights of the Old Republic remake. In March, the head of the Embracer Group, Lars Wingfors, crazy name, revealed that the title was still a long ways off from release. When asked during a financial call if the title could release within the next 12 months, Wingfors revealed that it toed not. No, I think that kind of game needs some deep love and respect. So without giving full color, I think it's some time left until that is released. So I'd estimate within 30 months, maybe, the game will come out. Which is that's a lot. Thank you for reading the article. So that's pretty big news. That's pretty good news. We heard about this. The Acolyte creator teases season 2 of the series. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not watching anything. I'm not looking into anything. I want everything to be as it comes, for how it comes, and we'll see what happens with it. I will be going to the Phantom Menace. I already bought my ticket. Patty Jenkins says she's still working on a Star Wars Rogue Squadron and owes Lucasfilm a new draft. Can't wait for that. I hope that's going to be absolutely blast. I hope that's going to be an absolute blast. Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu star confirms June filming start casts doubt on a fourth season of The Mandalorian. Brendan Wayne, the guy who is actually wearing the damn suit, casts doubt. But we know that The Mandalorian and Grogu will start shooting in June. That's pretty cool. I don't know about this one because there's still not a script written for it. And Skeleton Crew, I don't care about. Let me know in the comments if you do. It's just that I'm good. And I'm glad about this one. EA reportedly canceled Respawn Star Wars Mandalorian first-person shooter game as it didn't feature lightsabers or Jedi. I'm cool with this. I didn't want to play a first-person bounty hunting game. How boring would that have been? How boring would that have been? I think it would have been super boring. I think it would have been super lame. And, like, just the same thing over and 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 over. My missus just woke up. That makes me happy. If you guys don't know, I'm in a long distance relationship, so anytime I get a text or a message from my missus, I will stop, halt what I am doing, and talk to her. Because our time that overlaps is what I'm looking for. Our time that overlaps, I take advantage of. Aldi, thank you. I appreciate that. I think it is a really great concept. And yeah, man, you are more than welcome at any time to hop on Star Wars and more. Much more. I'm still trying to decide if I want to rename it or just stick with the Archives podcast. I'm probably going to stick with the Archives podcast. I like it. I'm thinking about maybe the Sotico show, but apart from that, man, we're just here to have fun. We're here to have a good time. How long have I been live? We've been live 45 minutes. I'm killing it. Good me. Good me. No script, no nothing. So let's talk about this Tales of the Empire. I'll leave this on here as like the little... Let's talk about Tales of the Empire and why I think it's dope. So Tales of the Empire, I think, is a very, very good idea. We've had the question on this very podcast for the past maybe 6-7 months. What are they going to do after Bad Batch is done? What are they going to do after the Bad Batch is done? And this is in relation to Clone Wars style animation, because as far as we knew, as far as we know, and as far as we are aware of, prior to the news that we got today about Tales of the Empire, the only thing that we knew of was a season 2, and this is what was quoted, a season 2 of Tales of the Jedi. Now, people have wanted Tales of the Sith. I don't think that it has a good ring to it. I would have rather done like Stories of the Sith or Myths of the Sith. That's just me being, you know, pedantics. Tales of the Empire, though, I can get behind. Tales of the Jedi was a lore-based short about... It was really about 3-4 Jedi. It was about Ahsoka Tano, who I think is one of the best fleshed-out characters in Star Wars. It was about Dooku. It was about Mace Windu. And it was about Qui-Gon Jinn. 4 characters that maybe you didn't think you needed. It's that age-old adage. You didn't think you needed it, but you needed it. It's that age-old adage. And that's what I enjoyed the most about what Tales of the Jedi was. With Bad Batch, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get some Crosshair. You're going to get some Omega. You're going to get a little bit of Hunter. And then Wrecker's going to be there for comic relief. The side characters are going to be there to be the engine characters to move the point across. That's what you're going to get with Bad Batch. With Ahsoka, you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get Ahsoka. You knew you were going to get Sabine. Who the heck were wielding the orange lightsabers? Who the heck was this Thrawn guy? And then we got some Ezra Bridger. I didn't think we were going to get Ezra Bridger. We got some Ezra Bridger. We got some Harrison Dula. We got some New Republic lore. I think fleshing out and expanding upon lore that we didn't know we needed. We're getting Barriss Offee content in a Clone Wars style show. Barriss Offee, who's really only shown in Clone Wars, who's maybe one of the most pivotal villains in Clone Wars, who has so much story to tell, who had a story that didn't get a chance to be told. I'm excited for that. I can't wait for that. Barriss Offee, why did you do what you did? We know that it was for the right reasons. We know because she wanted to make things right. But why? Why did she blame Ahsoka Tano for her terrorism? Why didn't she defend Ahsoka? Why didn't she come to Ahsoka? Why didn't she talk with Ahsoka? That's what I hope that we figure out. I want to know the levels of her desperation. Because how desperate do you have to betray your best friend? How desperate do you have to be to betray your best friend? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to learn. And that's what I want to realize. And that's why I... God dang it, I love this stuff, man. I love this stuff, man. And I've been watching so much different stuff, right? I've been watching so much different stuff recently. Been watching documentaries a bunch, again. I love learning history. I love war history. I love European history. I've been watching a whole lot of YouTube videos on Scottish history. And I've been watching reality shows. Married at First Sight has been my muse for the past couple weeks, right? The past couple weeks. I was introduced to that show back in September in a tiny, tiny Manchester hotel room. And I was like, this concept is hilarious, but it's captivating. And it shows so much of how we as humans, you know, carry ourselves. And everything that I can learn, everything that I can grow from, everything that I can grab, I try to. Because writing this book that I'm writing, it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult because there's one thing that people often tend to forget, and that is everyone is the guiding perspective in their own life. Everyone is the main character in their own story, right? Every character in a book is the main character in their life. Yet, you have to solely focus a shining light on one or a few characters to really get your narrative point across. I am learning as I go because this is my first book. I know it's going to be rough around the edges and I'm trying to sand it down as smooth as I can get it, but I can't promise anything apart from I want you guys to know that I am putting my everything into this. I recently, and it's something that I'm really proud of. I recently fixed a laptop, right? I recently fixed a laptop because I don't know about you guys. Chime in if you share the sentiment. And I think it's maybe because we went through COVID lockdown. I worked from home all throughout COVID lockdown as a freelance. I was doing social media. I was doing graphic design. I was doing voiceovers. I was doing voice acting. Anything I can do on Fiverr. And I did it all from right here in this room. I don't know if it's just me or if you guys share the same sentiment. It is very, very hard for me to work in a place where I come for comfort, my bedroom. You know, this is a bedroom slash office. I don't think that that's a good balance. I am renting. I live at home right now, saving money to move to Scotland one day. And I've lived on my own. I've lived with roommates. But no matter how you twist it, it is nice having space to go create. It is nice being able to go anywhere and create. And that's what fixing this laptop has provided me in terms of freedom. Because, number one, it was really, really tough for me to write on my iPad. It was really tough for me to write on my iPad because I see it as an iPad. I don't see it as a sit-down workstation. I see it as a place to design, if that makes sense. So I would sit here and I'd write at my computer, but I'm prone to distractions. I'm prone to letting myself get distracted, essentially, you know? I can lock in. I can sit down and hammer out pages, but I'll give myself excuses like, let me go to the gym, clear my head. Let me go hang out with my family, clear my head. Let me go do this, that, the other, clear my head. Oh, let me make a quick video. I'll hop back on it. This glorious computer, and it's not a Mac. It's not a Mac. But I made it look like a Mac, which is pretty dope. I've always wanted a Mac. My goal is to have a Mac. My goal is to have a Mac. I used a Mac in college when I was actually at the physical university, and I fell in love with it. I built a Windows computer because it was cheap to do so. It's a powerful unit. But it's not, this is the best I could do, essentially. This is the best I could do. And the moral of the point is, I'm really proud of myself because I can take this bad boy anywhere. I could take this anywhere because I could throw my hotspot on, sit down, pump out a paper, right? And I don't think that there's more exciting thing in my life right now than the aspect of creation, right? I love creating. Creating gets me going. Creating, to me, is, I feel like, what I was put on this earth to do. To take my ideas in my head and translate them through light, sound, color, imagery, and effort. And magic. Because, let's be honest, art is magic. And I've always considered myself a Renaissance man. I've always considered myself a jack of all trades. I don't know what the exact saying is, but it's like some master of none. But that's me. And I've always been, and this is where the pressure in my life comes. Like, I've never in my life sat down, tried something, and been bad at it. Whatever I'm doing, I've never been bad at anything. And it's not something like that I clearly don't have the knowledge for, like guitar. I took guitar class, terrible at the start, but I picked it up. Piano, I could play a little bit, just messing around. I'm decent at it now. Soccer is a prime example. From the age of, let's just say the year, from the year 1997 to 2020, soccer in my family was thought of, was looked at as a pansy sport. If you played soccer, you were a B-I-T-C-H. You were G-A-Y if you played soccer. That's the outlook that my family had towards it. I played it at P.E. in elementary / primary school, which is year 1-5. And it was one of the sports that we played. It wasn't like an everyday thing. We played flag football, we played two-hand touch, we played kickball, basketball a bunch. We just had fun. We just had fun. No matter what we did, we were having fun. We were playing games, having a good time. The sport was just never looked at as a positive thing in my family. It was never looked at as a viable route in my family. And it took me, it took me It took me going out of my comfort zone. It took me flying to England, playing a sport that, and I'll preface this, before 2020, like the fall of 2019, at that point, I'd been watching for a couple of years. I'd been watching football. And in like the fall, summer, fall 2019, I would go out to a field on occasion and try my hand at the game. Send in some free kicks, send in some shots, do as much as I could. I brought my ex at the time, and she wasn't as fun. She didn't really like to do anything. But it was an outlet. It was something that I could try. It was something that I was bad at. But I wasn't bad at it. I wasn't bad at it. I was pretty decent early on. And without ever even having a go at it. I was playing in England on my mate's team, which it wasn't that low of a division. It wasn't that low of a division in the English football pyramid. And I was holding my own. To the point where he asked me to play for him. So COVID hit, had to come home. Ended up going back, playing for him for a bit. Messed my knee up a little bit, had to come home, get it looked at, get it taken care of. Got right, got better, and played a little bit of Sunday league here and there with my friends' teams anytime they've needed a body, anytime they needed a guy. Man, I just tell you, like, that's just one example of things I've tried and I've just been able to figure it out. And the point being is, there's a lot of pressure on me because I'm good at a whole lot of things. And that's where the pressure on myself comes, because I know what I'm capable of. I know what my limits are and I know what I can do. The issue is sometimes I'm blind to my own limits and I push myself beyond them. And I don't burn myself out, but it's like trying to start a fire with burnt wood. It's going to be really difficult to the point that you're going to start straining yourself. And that's what happens at times, where I just need to take a step back and take a day or two to relax. And right now I'm kind of feeling that. I really feel like I could use a holiday so badly right now. But going to wait and see. I have nothing planned right now. I believe the next time I take a holiday will be tail end of August. So if I can make it, you know, 4.5 more months, I'll be chilling. But I hope that you guys can kind of feel me on that, resonate with me on that. Just know that I'm always doing my best, always trying my best. Just sometimes I get so burnt out because I do everything and I wear so many hats that sometimes I just need a little bit of patience and maybe even a little kick in the butt. Like, hey, where's this content? Where's this, that, the other? Sometimes I just need a little bit of love. Right now, I could use a whole lot of love, you know? Not to get too emotional on you guys, but I've going through it recently, man. Going through it in my own head. And it's a 12-round title fight, and I don't hear no bell. You know what I mean? So I'm fighting. Don't you worry about me. Never, ever, ever going to give up. Never even thought about giving up. It's just sometimes it does feel like a whole hell of a lot. But Hope they know I got a whole hell of a lot more in me. So let's talk about Bad Batch real quick, then we'll get you guys up out of here. Bad Batch has been absolutely sick, and this is something that's been on my mind recently. I was gonna do a standalone video for it, but I figured that I talk about it on the podcast and it'd be a nice little like wrap up seggy. So I haven't made any reviews or I haven't made any content on the Bad Batch yet, because I feel like with these weekly dropped shows, these episodically dropped shows, I feel like it's very, very unfair to judge them so harshly, to put these individual episodes under a microscope when they're all part of a broader story that I know when you sit down and you binge them maybe 3-4 episodes at a time, if not even more, the story will head and shoulders be so much better and so much more able to digest and truly get all the vitamins and nutrients out of it that you need. Case in point, Andor. When Andor was coming out, everyone said it was ass. Everyone said it was boring. Everyone said that they didn't like it. Everyone. I didn't. I liked it. I loved what I was seeing. But everyone was saying nothing but bad, negative stuff towards Andor. And it wasn't until it came out completely. And it wasn't until you started to get some long-form videos about Andor that you could see truly how beautiful that the show was. And I think that is the prime example that made me realize that, hey, I don't want to be judging these books by their covers, essentially. I don't want to be judging these shows episodically as we are doing, because we saw that with Andor and it wasn't fair. Inversely, we saw it with Ahsoka, where everyone was watching Ahsoka, and after each episode dropped and we got new and new and new and new more stuff, it became like a competition. Like, that was the best Star Wars we've ever got. That was the best Star Wars we've ever got. When you can't look at it like that, because it's not an episodic thing. It is a complete, total story. And that's what you get with these series. Individual episodes truly mean nothing in the grand scheme of things, because they are a simple ingredient of the sandwich that is the entire story. So it's not to say that they don't mean anything, but they have a significantly less value to say that one episode trumps another episode of a different show, simply because it is the totality of those shows that matters inherently more than the individual efforts of a single episode of one or the other show, respectively. I hope that makes sense, and that's why I'm not going to talk about Bad Batch until it comes out. I'm enjoying everything that has came out so far. My friends have enjoyed everything that's came out so far, apart from, I want to say, last 2 weeks ago, the episodes that dropped were classed as filler to JT. I thought that they were good, but that's why I appreciate human beings, because we all have different perspectives on things, and we're all going to see things differently. So I'm not going to speak any more on Bad Batch until it's all dropped, and then I'm going to do a watch through. I'll watch a handful of episodes at a time. Luckily, they're all short. They're all very short, so I'll be able to sit through and digest all of it, and I'll have to worry about the recaps or anything either. So that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to go down, and I want to say we only have a few more weeks of Bad Batch anyways. So we're not far off from getting my total and complete thoughts. I hope that you guys can stay and maintain patient with it. But with that all being said, guys, that's all I got for you for this podcast. We went an hour 10 minutes. We talked about 100% real total stuff that came from the heart, and I hope that you guys enjoyed. I am going to stretch this out so I can try and hit the 1-1-1-1-1-1. So, with all that being said, it has been your boy Sotico. I do appreciate each and every single one of you. And above all else, guys, make sure to stay safe. Tell your mother that you love her. And with peace, knowledge, and serenity, may the force be with you. Be sure to follow me everywhere at Sotico. On X, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Kick, on Instagram, at Sotico.tv. And then follow the page everywhere at Star Wars TAP on Instagram, Meta, Facebook, Linktree, Twitter / X, and join the Discords, get involved, and always remember to tap in, son. All right, guys, that's all I got for you. You guys have a good one. Peace.